Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am your host, Francesca Amber. And this week, I am doing an episode. Oh, by the way, sorry, I wasn't here last week, was I? Sorry. She very rarely misses an episode. I think I potentially missed an episode when I gave birth spontaneously to twins bloody 6 weeks early. It wasn't 6 weeks early. However many weeks early it was, I've blocked it out. I don't remember. Very traumatic time. But I was shitting myself every 10 minutes. More on this because it is relative to what we are talking about today. But I either got food poisoning or a bug. I don't know what I got. Nobody else caught it from me, so I don't know what it was, but I lost half a stone. I was very dehydrated. I could not be more than 5 meters from a toilet for a good solid 4 days. And yeah, soz, the podcast had to be cut. I couldn't do anything. I didn't even change my clothes for 3 days, so let alone record a podcast. But never mind, I'm back this week. And this week I am doing a episode about something that has been very, very highly requested over on my Instagram. So you lot have been slipping straight in my DMs saying, please, please do an episode all about your Moldavite experiences. And so if you're not following me on Instagram already, what you doing with your life? I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. If you like lots of quotes and shit. Or I'm at Francesca Amber if you want to see me trying to live my life whilst having a Moldavite in my pocket that is determined to destroy my life. No, I say that joking. It's not trying to destroy my life. It's trying to help me. But it is quite a wild crystal. And so that is what I'm going to be talking about today. The notorious crystal Moldavite and how it can change your life. Now, Moldavite has gained quite a lot of popularity on TikTok in recent years. And it is known for its ability to insight, change, personal growth and transformation in your life, but not in like any ordinary way, like in a fucking 100 miles an hour time acceleration, move bitch, get out the way, it will remove all the obstacles in your life kind of vibe. So you got to be ready, okay? That's all I'm saying, is you got to be ready for this shit. And I was not ready the first time around. I wish someone had warned me. And so that's basically what this episode is about. Now, what is Moldavite? A crystal, she says. It's not actually a crystal, technically. But we just are going to call it a crystal because, you know, stones that look pretty and we keep around our house for manifesting purposes, they're crystals, okay? But it's actually an extraterrestrial stone. It's actually a tektite, which is a form of glass. It's natural glass that was formed when a meteorite crashed into the Earth 15 million years ago in none other than Bohemia, Czechoslovakia. Now, pieces have been found as far as Germany, Austria, but it is mostly in Bohemia, Czechoslovakia, and there is only one legal mine of Moldavite, and that is actually operated by the Czechoslovakian government. So there are a lot of fakes out there. There are a lot of imitations. We're going to get into that. How can you tell if you've bought a proper piece or not? So Moldavite was formed, as I said, 15 million years ago in Bohemia, Czechoslovakia, but it's been used since the Stone Age. So we may think, us bitches here on TikTok being like, oh my God, I just got a Moldavite and it's like transformed my life and I need to tell you about it. Look, this ain't nothing new. We've been doing this shit for years. Literally, farmers were like picking this up out of the earth in the Stone Age, putting it in their pocket and then having a fucking life transformation of being like, shit, do you think that's because of that weird green stone I put in my pocket? If only they had TikTok, they could have told us about it. Now, there are loads of fakes online, but if you look at a real Moldavite, it's like a mossy green colour. It's very matte. It's not shiny at all. And inside of it, there are lots and lots of bubbles. It's not smooth at all. Like it's very bubbly. It's very matte. So, you know, I only trust my boy Canny Crystals for all of my crystal needs. He actually recently sent me a new Moldavite, which has inspired this episode. So if you want to get a Moldavite from somewhere that you can trust and that has authentic Moldavite, then check out cannycrystals.co.uk. Now, what is so special about Moldavite? Well, it is known as one of the most powerful crystals that you can use. It presents us with synchronicities and unexpected solutions. The key word there being unexpected. This stone holds an intense ability to remove obstacles from your higher path. Sometimes, or I would say often, forcibly. So I think it's really important to pick out the words there that may be important to your journey. Unexpected solutions. Intense ability, remove obstacles, and forcibly. It can be quite a fucking hardcore crystal to work with. And so for that reason, as I found out online whilst researching for this episode, it is vital to pair it with a grounding stone or rooting activities such as meditation. Now, Mark said to me that I am apparently very, very susceptible to the effects of Moldavite. And I would tend to agree. And I actually found out online that there are certain star signs which receive a more potent effect, namely Aquarius, which I am, Cancer, Capricorn, Gemini, Leo, Pisces, Sagittarius, and Scorpio. Now, each person is going to be completely different. You might get a Moldavite and not feel very much power from it at all. Now, Mark told me that he actually pairs it with another crystal to amplify it because, you know, he wants more power from it and he keeps it in his pocket. For me, personally, having it on my person is too much. I can't even have it in my bedroom. I have to just keep it, you know, at arm's length. So it will really depend on the person about how much you either need to ground it or you want to activate it. Now, this stone is known to speed up your spiritual awakening and your personal growth. It is an absolute accelerator in your life. It will clear your path. It will clear every blockage out the way and it will help push you to release what is no longer for you. Now, what's important to remember is you might not be ready to fucking release what is no longer for you. You might not be ready for that shit. It can take you by surprise, okay? Because I think sometimes we are not even honest with ourselves, are we really, about what is no longer for us, what is not in our highest good, what is not in alignment with what we truly want in our lives. We all have things in our lives that we lie to ourselves about. And this stone, it ain't up for lying. It's going to tell you the truth. It's going to show you the truth. So be prepared. Now, if you look on TikTok or Google, so I actually Googled Moldavite and one of the top searches that came up was, what is the crystal that ruins your life? Now, this stone is not for the faint-hearted. It's not. But there's also a lot of like myth and legend around Moldavite. And I probably haven't helped it because when I went on my first Moldavite journey a couple of years ago, I told everyone about how much it fucking scared the life out of me. It scared me so much that I had to like bury it in soil because that's one way that you can kind of put it on hold. But it's not going to ruin your life. That's the important thing to remember is it's not going to ruin your life because anything that it removes was not for your highest good. But in the short term, it may feel extremely savage. So let me tell you about my little Moldavite journey. Now, I am not a crystal expert. I'm not a Moldavite expert. I'm just telling y'all, as always, what happened to me. Story time. So about 3 years ago, I was feeling pretty stuck in my life and I decided to get a piece of Moldavite and I got mine from Etsy, from an American store on Etsy. How ironic that they flew the Moldavite from Europe to America and then this American lady posted it back to me here in the UK. But anyway, air miles, I got this piece. It was really beautiful. It was on a necklace. It was like a pendant. And I was really happy with it. I paid about £75 to £85 for it. Yes, Moldavite is expensive because it's kind of limited. Like there's not that much of it. There's only one place on earth that you can get it and it's in limited supply. So it is expensive. So I got this and I didn't cleanse it. I didn't set my intentions with it. I just fucking strapped it around my neck and off I went. And very quickly, things in my life started to completely escalate, not out of control, but my life escalated very quickly in almost all areas. So 3 years ago when I got this Moldavite, I was in a pretty stagnant place. I was kind of trying to recover from losing my business and losing my income. I actually think I still had my business at that point, but I wasn't making any money and I didn't really know where I was going to go from there. I just felt pretty stuck in all areas of my life. And very quickly, my life escalated in all areas. Like everything just escalated almost, I don't want to say out of control, but it all felt very fast, very powerful, very fast. Sorry, it's really difficult to try and like describe because I can't be 100% honest about all the things that happened for me because some things were very personal and for legal reasons I can't actually say. But let's just say something that in my life had dragged on for years and years and years. And I always kind of looked at it with half an eye because I was too scared to look at it. Once I got that Moldavite, that shit blew up in my face. And although it was very, very painful and very, very stressful for a period of about 6 to 9 months, it actually was completely resolved. My work life completely transformed. I decided to close down the business and the industry that I've worked in for 10 years. I decided to completely remove it from my life, which I never thought that I would do. Like I worked so hard for my salon in London, like I never thought I'd do that. My home life, I was having some extremely difficult, turbulent things going on in my family life that were very, very threatening to me, like very, very stressful. But something that, yeah, like I said, would have taken years was sped up, accelerated, nearly fucking killed me, but then it was resolved within the year. And even my home, like your home is such a grounding, stable thing in your life, right? And we all know what it's like when you just don't have one thing working in your home. And this sounds so silly because you're like, oh, it's just your home. But you know, like if you suddenly realize, oh, my heating doesn't work or I've got no hot water or you have your bathroom done and you're like, oh, how am I living like this? Like, this is so stressful. I went from not being able to really afford to do anything to my house to actually moving out into my mum's house for 6 months and having a complete kitchen extension and the whole ground floor remodeled and, you know, everything done. So I was without my home for a good couple of months whilst I lived with my mum and my nan. And even that was like something that really should have taken a couple of years to do, and yet it was done and paid for within a very short time frame. And sometimes I think I feel a little bit silly talking about things like home improvements and having an extension or making something livable. But I was watching someone's Instagram story the other day, somebody I follow, and their Instagram account is all about like their home. They're like a home account. And they were saying like their timeline for the next couple of years. And it was like, right, in the next year, we want to do this. And then in the next 5 years, we want to do this. And in the next 10 years, we want to do this. And I was just like, wow, like I forgot. I think when you are really like big into manifesting and you're like collapsing timelines, you forget that sometimes the work that you're doing on your home or in your business or in your life sometimes takes people 10 years to do what you're doing in a year, because you're collapsing fucking timelines, bitches. That's what you do with Moldavite. It collapses time. So anyway, I feel like this is like a really jumbly way of just saying that basically for 6 to 9 months, my entire life, it's like someone threw my life up in the air and all the pieces, I was trying to fucking catch them, and things were smashing and things were like never coming back. And some things were like hitting me in the face and I nearly fucking died. Like it nearly killed me. I don't say that lightly. Like it nearly fucking killed me. But what happened was by the end of that year, my life was completely transformed. My life looked nothing like it had just one short year earlier. So I almost feel like it was like 5 years got squeezed into one, and all of my big issues in my life were resolved. I was in my new home. I had my dream job. My family was better than it had ever been. It was incredible. But that year was the hardest of my life. It accelerated my life so much. And I was just like, do you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. It's been incredible and I'm so thankful, but my heart can't take it. And so I took the decision to bury my Moldavite in soil, and I buried it in one of my plant pots. Now, what's interesting is I cannot find that Moldavite. And look, I'm pissed because that was like £85, but I cannot find it. And online, there's a lot of popular searches that say, what happens when a Moldavite leaves you? Why did my Moldavite leave me? And there are people that have reported that their Moldavites have just completely disappeared. And it says that when you are unwilling to work with the stone, and when you are unwilling to change your perception and to welcome change, that the Moldavite is no longer compatible with you, and it will just fuck off. It will just be like, bye bitch, I ain't hanging around here. So who knows where it goes? Who knows? I do not know where my Moldavite is, but I have looked quite extensively in my plant pots and it ain't there. Now, I am due to repot all of my plants this summer. So I, you know, when I do that, I may well find it. But as far as I'm concerned, that shit has Irish goodbye'd out of my life. So I was quite happy not having any Moldavite in my life for a while, because that really was such a metamorphosis that year I had. But recently I've been feeling a little bit stagnant and a little bit stuck again. And I thought, do you know what? Would I like some extraterrestrial help from another realm? Yes, I would. Would I like one of the most powerful crystals known to man to come and help me live my best fucking life? Yes, I would. And so I'd mentioned to Mart at Canny Crystals, oh, do you know what? I think I'm ready for Moldavite again. And he handpicked me a little piece and sent it to me. And this time I'm ready. So this time I approached it completely differently. I cleansed it with my Palo Santo, and I cleansed it in the sunlight and the moonlight. So, sorry, I suppose I should say I cleansed it in the sunlight. I charged it in the moonlight. Whatever. It's cleansed and charged, okay? And then I held it in my hands and I told it my intentions. I told it how I wanted it to transform my life. I thanked it for being on this journey with me and being with me on whatever crazy shit is to come. And I felt very connected to it, which is so important. You know, anything that we do with manifesting, whether it's working with crystals or, you know, feng shui or whatever it is, it is the intention behind it that is the most important part. And this time I've decided to not be scared of this crystal, but to almost revere it, to be like, I have a respect for it. Like, I have a real respect for it. And I'm excited for how it's going to change my life. Now, I charged and cleansed this crystal and I put it into my pocket and I went out for the day, saw my friend. And we were having a conversation and I said two things during this conversation. I said, number one, I would love to lose half a stone before my holiday because I'm going on holiday in a couple of weeks. And I was like, oh, I just want to lose another half a stone and then I'll be like really excited. And the other thing I said was that it's my dream to just lay on my sofa and watch This Morning, and how that just feels like such an impossible dream for me, because when my children are at home, you better believe I do not get to lay down and watch This Morning. Like, they are 100 miles an hour. We're up, out, doing things. And then when they're at nursery, I'm working. Like, I have a full work day. Like, I come upstairs to my office, I sit down and I work as if I'm like working for somebody else. I do not lay on my sofa and watch TV. So these are the two things I said, right? Well, the Moldavite took those little goals I said to my friend very, very literally. And a day later, I got some sort of, we still don't know, is it food poisoning? Is it a bug? I don't know what. All I know is I shit myself every hour on the hour for 4 days. I lost half a stone, number one, goal number one. And number two, I laid on my sofa and I watched This Morning for 4 days in a row. That is all I did. And when I put this on my Instagram, so many people messaged me saying, oh yeah, that's the Moldavite. I didn't even think it was the Moldavite. And then people were like, oh yeah, that's, like, it has a funny way of doing things. Like, it takes things really literally. You wanted to lose half a stone. You wanted to lay on your sofa and watch This Morning. Boom, bitch, you got it. So when this happened, I really was like, shit, those are the two things I said when it was in my pocket. Fuck. So I took it into my bedroom and I was like, look, thank you so much for helping me to reach my goals. I know that you like to do things in savage, extreme ways. I appreciate that. I love that about you. But please, I don't want to shit myself again. So we had words, okay? Then within another day or so, another just couple of weird things happened to me. So in the same day, my heating stopped working. And then my window of my London flat just got completely smashed. Now, I have lived in London. Well, I've had that flat in London for 15 years. 15 years. During that time, I've lived there. It's been empty. I've lived there with flatmates. I've lived there with my husband. I've Airbnb'd it. I've had long-term renters in. It's been every situation you can imagine. I've never, ever had, touch wood, I've never been burgled. I've never had a window smashed. I've never had anything like that happen. So when I get a message from my neighbor saying, shit, your window is like shattered, and it was obviously intentional, someone's thrown a brick at it or something, I was just like, huh, this is interesting. Yet more things are being thrown my way. Now, what's interesting is I've been having some real like big thoughts about my flat recently. I always thought that I would keep it forever, but recently I've really been having thoughts about letting it go and getting something else instead. So much so that I actually went onto a land registry and inquired, like got paid for like the details of deeds of a particular property to see who owns it and to contact them and see if I could potentially buy it in the future. And so although I should have been mad when I got this news that my window was smashed and my heating was broken and everything, instead I was like, interesting. What is the Moldavite trying to tell me? What is it trying to force out of my way and forcing me to release? And so I guess that's what I'm doing with it this time around, is I'm just really curious. I think last time I really fought against a lot of the change that was happening, and I really didn't understand why everything was happening at once. This time I'm really open to the questions that it brings up in my life and the changes it brings about and the things that it removes. Now, I've also had something else quite like big in my life come up in the last week. Again, this is, I've only had this mold of like 1 week and this has all happened in 1 week. But some things are a little bit personal. Can't say everything on the podcast because you never know who's fucking listening. Trust me, there are people listening that would never admit to it. And so I can't say everything. But there are some big shifts going on since I've had this moldavite in my life this week. And I'm just really going to keep on top of regularly cleansing it, regularly charging it, regularly sitting with it, setting my intentions, reinforcing what I want to bring into my life and for the lives of those around me for the highest good of all. I think that's really important. Whenever you're working in any kind of way where you might be nervous of the outcome, particularly if you're working with a stone like moldavite and you're like, oh God, I don't want bad things to happen. Just always put for the highest good of all, because then nothing bad will happen. Like, it will always be for the highest good of every single person involved. So you can always say, you know, I really want to go to Mykonos on holiday, but only if it's for the highest good of all. You know, you don't want someone else's misfortune mean that you could go, you know. A great example is like when people say, I want to manifest £1 million, and then, you know, their mum dies and leaves them £1 million. Like, it's for the highest good of all. You don't want your mum to die. You just want, you know, for the highest good of all. I have to be really careful what I say now that I am actively using this moldavite in my life. And I actually think that that's a really good lesson anyway, because we often joke about things or speak things into existence that we do not want. And I think having this moldavite is just an extra layer of reminding myself, okay, don't joke about that. Don't say, you know, things that you don't want to manifest into your life. Like earlier, I was just saying to my friend, and I was just like, oh my God, I've got the worst period ever. I just want to be like put into a coma for a week. And then I was like, God, no, I don't. No, I don't. Like, I don't want to be put into a coma for a week. Like, it's just really reminding me that my words are spells and my words are powerful, and just to not say what you don't want to bring into your life. So that's all I can say really on my journey with moldavite. If you feel ready, if you have got the balls, get yourself a moldavite, bitches. Accelerate your life. Cram 5 years into one. Remove those blockages that you are too scared to remove yourself. If you're ready, you go for it. I will leave a link down below for Canny Crystals. He has authentic pieces on there, both in jewellery and just like a piece that's just on its own as well. I would actually love to make a little collection of moldavite stories. So if you have a little moldavite story, please do tag me in an Instagram story and I'll repost as many as I can. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life and at Francesca Amber. I would love to hear your experiences with your moldavite. What else do I have to tell you? Oh, happy Ostara, bitches. It is Good Friday as you listen to this. We are balls deep into Ostara, aka Easter. I'm really all about celebrating the return of spring and all of the life that is showing up in our natural world. And this time of year, we all get a natural boost of energy. Just as everything in nature does, we get that little boost of energy to start growing and achieving and blooming and blossoming. We can all utilize that energy if we're aware of it. So what are you going to use your spring energy for? How are you going to improve your life or take steps towards your goals using that spring energy? In the book club, we are starting a new book on the 1st of April, and it is called Make Space for Happiness by Tracy McCubbin. Now, I'm so excited for this book. We tend to do a decluttering book about once a year because decluttering is not a one and done process. Constantly editing and curating your home and your life, it's an ongoing process. It's something that needs to be done regularly. And for me personally, decluttering is one of the most powerful things I can do to manifest in my life. And so if you want to join us on a month long decluttering and manifesting journey, get excited, come and join us. You can go to francescaamber.com or I'll leave all the links down below. Come and join us. It's £10 a month. You can get the book. I'll leave the link for the book below, or you can listen to it on Audible. I can leave you a 30-day free Audible trial as well. Cancel anytime. But it's going to be a really fun book to do. If you are into cyclical living, or if you've read Sacred Seasons with us in the book club, you'll know that springtime is the perfect time to make loads of space in your life. So make space in your life and make space in your homes so that you can welcome in abundance and joy and love and opportunities and money and happiness and whatever you want to bring into your life. First of all, you've got to make space, bitch. If your life is full up, if you feel stressed out, overwhelmed, absolutely full, you ain't got no space to manifest anything new into your life. So we are all about creating as much space as we can. So yeah, like I said, if you want to come and join us on that journey, the links are all down below. Or just go to francescaamber.com. And I will see you bitches next week. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.